their time on martial law, rape, torture, murder of the opposition, and massacres of peasants, as well as less violent pursuits such as robbery, extortion, contraband, running brothels, and other government functions. The Somoza clan laid claim to the lion's share of Nicaragua's land and business.
The Contras' brutality earned them a wide notoriety. They regularly destroyed health centers, schools, agricultural cooperatives, and community centers, symbols of the centers and the rural areas. People caught in these assaults were often tortured and killed in the most gruesome ways.
Contra atrocity stories have been reported in the world press. It was disclosed in October of 1984 that the CIA had prepared a manual of instruction for its clients, which, amongst other things, encouraged the use of violence against civilians in the wake of the furor in Congress caused by the Expo. The State Department was obliged to publicly condemn the Contra's terrorist activities. Congressional intelligence committees were informed by the CIA, by present and former Contra leaders, and by other witnesses that the Contras indeed raped, tortured, and killed unarmed civilians, including children, and the groups of civilians, including women and children, were burned, dismembered, blinded, and beheaded. These are the same rebels whom Ronald Reagan, with his strange mirror language, called freedom fighters and the moral equal of our founding fathers. The rebels in El Salvador, in the president's studied opinion, are murderers and terrorists. The CIA devised and distributed a manual entitled Psychological Operations in Guerrilla Warfare.
Bye. Klamotten musst du ja immer haben in der Diskothek, ne? Kannst nichts dann machen, sonst kannst du keine Show abreißen, ne?
Todesstrafe, nicht? Also meine irgendwelche Notgesetze, die machen also so jedes nicht weiter, das ist ein Unding.
Eine Gefahr, indem was überbewährt ist, alles hier. Todesstrafe und so weiter. Ich bin auch gegen die Todesstrafe.